President Trump's first travel ban was hastily rolled out with great fanfare and eventually put on hold by the courts. Today, Trump signed a revised version away from the TV cameras, and administration officials are hoping this one will hold up in court. But if it's challenged, Attorney General Jeff Sessions said today his agency will fight for it.
This Department of Justice will defend and enforce lawful orders of the president consistent with the core principles of our Constitution. The executive is empowered under the Constitution and by Congress to make national security judgments and to enforce our immigration policies in order to safeguard the American public.
The new executive order temporarily bans travelers from six Muslim-majority nations, down from the original seven, and it omits Iraq from the list. It also makes exceptions for people who already have valid U.S. visas. Manat Yaghani is an immigration lawyer based in Houston. I asked her what else is different about this new order.
The main difference is that there is not a complete ban of Syrian refugees. It is just a blanket ban of 120 days of all refugees. Also, the word Muslim is omitted from the new executive order. The word Christian has also been removed. So any mention of any type of religion has been omitted from the new executive order.
And for this now six countries on the list, the ban is still for 90 days.
That's correct. And what's the main question here is what happens after that 90 days? What's unclear is that the order says that they want these six countries to comply with the U.S. government. However, it's not enumerated what they need to comply with. And what did Iraq do to get itself off of the list? You know, what's kind of clear is that any countries that have Trump hotels and golf courses are not named. If we are so concerned about terrorism, why are those countries who have been actively participants in terrorist attacks on U.S. soil not been included on this list of countries? Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, many of the attackers that participated in the 9/11 terrorist attacks.
So, Ms. Yaghani, what concerns do you still have with the kind of adjusted travel ban at this point?
The concerns we have is that, it's still a religious discrimination in the language of national security. It does impact many U.S. citizens and permanent residents who live in the United States. For example, if someone is a naturalized U.S. citizen and their mother lives in Iran or their mom lives in Somalia, that person's mother will not be able to get a visa to come to the United States to visit their family member or visit their son. The other impact that can be seen is for individuals who have student visas. For example, if someone is here from Iran or Somalia or one of the six banned countries and they have a student visa, they will not be able to go back to their home country, let's say for Christmas or for summer vacation, to visit their family. Because if they go back to visit, they will not be able to return if they have to renew their visa. Another important aspect of the executive order is that, you know, there's a 120-day ban of any refugees entering the United States. And after the 120-day ban, the number of refugees the U.S. government will accept will be reduced from 110,000, which was the number under President Obama. It will be reduced to 50,000 refugees per fiscal year. On a general note, the U.S. accepts less refugees than most countries of the world. And now that number has been reduced significantly.
So just to be clear, after the 90 days, it's still not certain that these people on this list will get into the United States and when they would be able to get in, correct?
That's absolutely correct, because one of the reasons stated as to why these six countries are on the list is that they don't have a stable government. Well, if they don't have a stable government, how will their government become stable after 90 days? It just seems that this will eventually lead to what will be a permanent ban. And that's really concerning, because a lot of individuals from these countries, they want to leave those countries. If someone's in Syria, well, they're not in support of their government. They want to leave. They're fleeing. And so if this ban becomes permanent, how will it affect those people? In the language of the executive order, it does say that on a case-by-case basis, they will make a determination if individuals of these six countries could be allowed in the United States. And I think that opens the door for discrimination, for profiling, and all sorts of issues that will be handled behind closed doors and the public will not be made aware of.
You must have been one of the lawyers who found themselves out at George Bush Intercontinental Airport. Have you been out more to the international rivals there? Has it slowed down?
Since the order went into effect, putting a stay on the executive order, we have not had presence at the airport because we have not seen a lot of problems coming in for travelers. So probably starting March 16, the ACLU and the volunteer lawyers will probably have to set up again to assist the travelers who will be detained or stuck in secondary inspection.
Yeah. Meantime, though, there's this crackdown on undocumented immigrants and there are all those raids happening. Are you is that keeping you busy?
Yes, we receive notification of that on a daily basis, and we've had an influx of calls where individuals are concerned. We have calls from high school kids that are worried about their parents. You know, they're worried if they come home from school, their parents won't be there. There's just this enormous amount of fear in the undocumented community. They're very confused about what their rights are, what they can do. And frankly, they want to legalize themselves. But unfortunately, because we don't have immigration reform, there's no pathway for these individuals to legalize or to obtain a work permit. They work very hard. They have kids here who are U.S. citizens. And so they are stuck in limbo. And they're willing to come forward to legalize themselves, but there's no path to do that.
Mana Yaghani is an immigration lawyer based in Houston. Thank you very much. Good to speak with you.
Thank you. My pleasure.